My name is Henrik, and my title is Duck Racing, Estimating the Speed of a Swimming Duck. Have you ever thought about the wedge-shaped pattern that a moving object forms in water? Well, I did the other day when we were walking out in the park, and I took some pictures of these swimming ducks. I thought, I bet I could estimate the speed of those swimming ducks, and here we are. So why is this interesting then? Well, firstly, we try to obtain some information from very little data. Here, in this case, only the angle of the wedge and the size of the waves. Secondly, we try to measure or estimate the speed through quantities that at first sight don't seem to be closely related to the speed at all. And both of those points are highly relative to physics, such as cosmology and particle physics, for example. So we approach the problem by first looking at the geometry. But we soon notice that we need some properties of the actual waves. For example, we need the speed of a moving wave crest. It's also called the phase speed or celerity of the wave. We do this by doing some fluid dynamics, and eventually we can apply this to our situation of the duck. So the geometry. We start with approximating the duck like a point. So we have a point source moving with the velocity v duck upwards, and this spreads out circular waves. During that time, a past wave translates with the speed vw to, say, the left, and thus we have this wedge-shaped pattern. And we have this relation between the two speeds. Now we only need to know vw. We do this by considering a cross-section of an ocean wave. Here we have a still water line at z equals to zero. We have the surface level displacement as eta, and we have the ocean depth to the bottom as d, and also a flow vector u, which could equivalently be seen as the velocity of a particle moving in the water. We have to make some assumptions, and we will start by assuming we have a small amplitude, which we will use later. We also assume that the waves are freely propagating, and that the water is incompressible and irrotational. This last point we use to get these equations for the velocity field. The divergence is zero, as well as the curl. And because of the second one, we can write a potential called the velocity potential phi. And when we insert this in the divergence, we get the Laplace equation for phi. We also need some extra conditions, and we start with boundary conditions and the bottom first. Here we don't want any water to go through the bottom of the ocean, so we set the vertical component of u to zero at z equals minus d. Also, at the surface, we don't want any water to go through the surface, so the velocity, the vertical component of the velocity equals that of the change of the surface level. We also relate the two unknown functions, the velocity potential phi and the surface displacement eta. And we use Bernoulli's equation for that, for irrotational flow, and that is essentially energy conservation. Here, g is the acceleration of gravity. And now we use the assumption that we have small waves. So for the last two conditions we had, we linearize those and apply them to a still water line, because when we have smaller amplitudes, we can apply them instead at equals to zero. After we have done this, we can explicitly solve for eta and find the phase speed of a moving wave as the following. Vw equals the square root of g lambda over 2 pi tangent superbolicus 2 pi d over lambda. And this is from a book, Basic Coastal Engineering, by Robert Sørensen. Now to our actual swimming duck. In the pond, we actually have that the depth is much greater than that of the wavelength. So we approximate the tangent superbolicus as 1 and simply get this square root, which is highly inconvenient since we don't have to get our feet wet trying to measure the depth. Now we need to have an estimate for the wavelength as well as the angle. So I'd say that the width of a crest, wave crest, is approximately 5 centimeters, so the wavelength would get to 0.1 meters. And the angle we approximate is simply 90 degrees. Then we get the speed of a swimming duck using the geometry we had before and this expression for Vw. We get the speed as 0.4 meters per second. And now we can compare this with actual measurements. So what we have here is, on the x-axis, the swimming speed of a duck, and on the y-axis, the stroke rate, how much the duck moves its feet. We don't actually need the y-axis, we only try to see here on the x-axis. And as we see, our estimate of 0.4 is quite reasonable. And this is from a book, Readings in Animal Energetics, by another Robert H. Catlett. So, to summarize, we used the geometry of the problem to find a relationship between the two speeds. And we needed the speed of the water wave, which we got through essentially using Laplace equations, two boundary conditions, and energy conservation. We needed to do some approximations, like small amplitude, and that the wave was really propagating. But still, when we apply this to the swimming duck, we get a reasonable result. So, any questions? Thank you. Actually, from the photo, just estimating it's approximately 5 centimeters. So. Oh, the wavelength double there. Yeah.
Okay, so then I guess, maybe that's kind of part of my question, but then using that, I guess, that the, like that's an average speed for a duck.
0.4? Yeah, somewhat. So I just wanted to compare, is this reasonable? We did some very large approximations on our way, and we saw that, well, it's reasonable.
So,
yes?
But it seemed that the speed of the swimming duck, well, it doesn't depend too much on the drag of the water.
I don't see what you mean exactly. Well, I'm just trying to figure out the speed it actually has from the pattern it makes in the waves, not how much it feeds flaps like he was doing here. Then the drag would matter. Yes. Yes, Yava. Be from above. Yes, yes. That's why I had approximately 90 degrees. Project, yes. Yeah. I was thinking of lying out rulers in 90 degrees as a coordinate system and photo of the swinging duck with this, these rulers in the picture, but I didn't have the time actually. Dal? Okay. Okay. We could compare, yeah. That would be interesting. Okay. Thank you. No more questions.